Arsenal star boy Bukayo Saka still believes that this season is their time to win trophies. They're in Italy tonight facing Inter Milan in the Champions League after their title challenge in the Premier League faltered. Two defeats in three games have left them 7 points adrift of early leaders Liverpool in England's top flight. But Saka remains confident about their chances of silverware.
I don't think it's delusional to believe. If you look at our squad, the quality we have, the players we have, and at the same time, we're only in November, so I don't think I've lost any belief. I don't think anyone in the change room has either.
In the other matches in the Champions League tonight, Savona Zvezda host Barcelona, Aston Villa at home against Club Brugge, Bayern Munich take on Benfica, and then possibly the biggest game of the evening, PSG host Atletico Madrid. And some golf news now. Four-time major champion Rory McIlroy says he's not aware of any breakthrough in merger talks between the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Series. Talks have been ongoing for 18 months to try and end the sport's civil war. Newly elected US President Donald Trump has claimed he could solve the dispute quickly, and McIlroy tells Sky Sports News it's worth a shot.
He might be able to. I mean, he's got Elon Musk, who I think is the smartest man in the world, beside him, so he might be able to do something if we can get Musk involved too. But it's, I think from the outside looking in, it's probably a little less complicated than it actually is.
Well, McIlroy is teeing it up at the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship in the UAE this week. And then finally in rugby news, Scotland have been dealt a blow ahead of their test against the Springboks on Sunday. Their in-form scrum cap wearing winger Darcy Graham has been ruled out of the clash after failing head injury protocols. That means that he won't be facing up against our scrum cap wearing wingers in Cheslin Colby and Kirtley Aaron. So Graham scored 4 tries in their win over Fiji last weekend, but he will be out for this weekend. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.